I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an Emmy-winning actor you know from Ted Lasso and Game of Thrones. Now she stars in The Fall Guy.
Wright is missing. He has fallen in with some shady people.
We'll kill. Call the cops.
We can't call the cops.
Why not?
The studio will know that I am way over budget. They will pull the plug on this.
You know that. Please go and find him.
Why me?
You're a stuntman, for God's sake. No one's gonna notice whether you're here or not. No offense.
I mean, some taking.
You know him intimately. It can be so simple. You pick him up, you dust him off, you bring him back here. Save Jodie's movie. And maybe you get the love of your life back.
You're good.
Please welcome Hannah Waddingham. Lovely to see you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Off on the seated position. I love it.
I love a guest who comes on and feels very comfortable on a Broadway stage.
I mean,
like this.
You nearly lost me just then because I'm used to doing that. I got caught up.
I know. I love it too. I might drift a bit during
just,
this interview.
Oh, is that too much?
Yes. Now, everybody knows you. Everybody knows and loves you as Rebecca from Ted Lasso, but you are. You've had a long and successful career, both on Broadway and the West End.
Yes.
If I'm not wrong, you got your big break on the West End for doing an American accent, or by doing an American accent.
Yes,
what
I
is
did.
This, what
well,
is the story?
Well, I was doing a show. I think you guys had it here. It was called Tony and Tina's Wedding back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when it came to London, the breakdown, and it was just in the stage newspaper, just like a little, you know, like newspaper cutting. And
one thing between West End and Broadway is here, you can't say
Ah, right. Look, do you know what? I am earthy. Earthy. This ad said, overgrown Barbie doll built like a brick house. And I thought, if I don't get this, I'm going to give up now. Because I felt like I should have been a shoo-in
sure.
for that. So I turned up at the audition. This just shows you the courage yes. and the tenacity of youth. Yes. There were like four or five floors of like blondes, all the way up to this top floor, and I thought, I'm not doing this. So I pushed past, and I was going, excuse me, I got an appointment, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna miss my train. And I was literally going up, did the audition, did the song, and the director said, I'm not really meant to do this, but I wondered if you could start a week on Tuesday, what part of the States are you from? And I went, oh, I'm from South London. And he went, I like it, you've got the job.
I know you're a brilliant singer. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Did you ever work with Stephen Sondheim?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I not only worked with him, I had two moments with him that I will never, ever forget, which are now so special. I did a little night music mm-hmm. for him, and it was so unbelievable. Because I believe you're a fan, aren't you?
Yeah. I got to do Company with him.
And, I never got to do that. I was doing Sending the Clowns at the Menier Chocolate Factory before we transferred to the Garrick in the West End. Mm-hmm. And the stage is so tiny and people's feet are like, you know, at the end of your feet, mm-hmm. which is beautiful in a way and also a nightmare mm-hmm. when Stephen Sondheim himself is sitting three rows back and you can hear him sobbing while you're singing. And afterwards he went, I'm so sorry, my dear. I added my own accompaniment because you moved me greatly. And I just thought, that is better than any review.
Wait.
I mean...
So you're rehearsing?
No. This is
in the show.
This is in a performance.
Oh, my God. And you can hear Sondheim.
I can hear him. And I just slightly looked up because, you know, Sending the Clowns is so sparse.
Yes, yes.
And I look up just out of the corner of my eye and I just thought, no, that's him with a notepad and a little light on his pen. Taking notes?
Taking notes.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Hannah Waddingham, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, everybody, look here. We're back with the star of the new movie, The Fall Guy, Hannah Waddingham. You're starring in The Fall Guy.
Yes.
Which is such a funny movie with Ryan Gosling and
Isn't
Emily Blunt.
Great?
The movie is about stuntmen, so the obvious question is, do you do your own stunts?
Well, I wasn't meant to be, but it was lovely because they kept on kind of extending and broadening my part. And it, I mean, I can't really talk about it much.
Okay. Oh, you can't give anything away.
Because of the nature of...
Of the...
Things.
I've seen the movie, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just said
I know. You'll edit me out.
But the way we had it, the last kind of 15-20 minutes of the movie, we do a thing, and there's him and me.
All right, the people.
At the people. And I was complaining that, you know, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I can't get involved with the shizzle. So I was like, I would like to punch him, please. I'd like to punch him aloft where we are. Oh, this will all make sense when you see it. So I really smacked it to him. And I've got plenty... Yes, see all these scars here? These are... Look at my wounds!
Well, you actually do have scars.
I do.
That's from the
Fall
movie?
Fall Guy scars. So that's my badge of honour. Yep.
Wow.
Badge of honour.
Did you regret it once you
hit him? They gave me a cap.
Oh, you have a hat now.
Got a cap.
It asked for...
Because
I'd get some attachable funds if I were you for the scars. You were in Game of Thrones. Were there any...
Oh, my God, Game of Thrones. Yeah, no, there weren't stunts, but Thrones gave me something I wasn't expecting from it, and that is chronic claustrophobia, because I had 10 hours. I mean, I've talked about it since with David Benioff and Dan Weiss, the two exec producers on it. I was like, good job it's for them, because it was horrific. 10 hours of being actually waterboarded. Like, actually waterboarded.
What? Come on.
No, because Thrones is such a... The reason why I don't believe it's touched yet in terms of the cinematography of it for a series.
Yeah.
It's just a different level.
But so they really did those things.
With that comes actual waterboarding. So I'm strapped to a table with all these leather straps and I couldn't lift up my head because I said that's going to be too obvious that it's loose. I was like, right. Well, I'd quite like it to be loose.
Sure.
So I'm on my way back and I'm in this spruancy fancy pants lift and I had purple... My hair's already bleached to death. I had grape juice all in my hair, so it went purple. I couldn't speak because the mountain had his hand over my mouth while I was screaming. And I had strap marks everywhere, like I'd been attacked. And the lift doors open. One of the other guys who'd been shooting something else was just like, what has happened to you? And I told him everything. And he went, well, you're lucky. I've just been crawling through on my elbows for 4 days. We were laughing about the fact that both of us are in Game of Thrones. And it kind of doesn't matter when you're in Thrones because you just want to give the best. I just said again. I feel like that's... Is that five? Five? I'm realising...
When you go on Graham Norton...
I'm a little bit of a potty mouth.
There is no... You guys don't really have late night over there. When you go on Graham Norton, can you drop the SH-bombs over there?
I mean, yes. Yeah. But the worst thing is, my 9-year-old daughter's in the wings. That's a good example, isn't it?
Oh, that
Hi.
That is. Hello.
She's there.
Oh, there she is. Your mom keeps saying...
Can I just point something out? I'm just very, very expressive.
You are.
That's what I tell her. And because I come from the theatre, we are all chronic potty mouths.
And your parents were... Operas?
My mum.
Your mother.
My mum's
and
an
your
opera
grandparents.
Singer. Yes, my mum and both her parents were opera singers in the Isle of Man.
Yes.
And so there's like a family thing that...
Is there a lot of opera on the Isle of Man?
Well, just from my family, maybe.
Singing to the sheep?
Yeah, but she kind of taught me. And I got it. I don't know whether you've been able to see my Christmas special. I
of course.
Talk about that. Oh, you did. Thank
yes.
you. Look at me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
thank
seeing
you.
My special.
No, thank you.
But I wanted to incorporate her into my Christmas special, and that's why I did it at the London Coliseum, because I was there from the age of 8, 9, like my daughter, for 30 years watching all the great opera singers. So, yeah, it's in my blood more than anything. It really is.
So lovely to see you. Oh. Thank you so much for being here. The Fall Guy is in theaters May 3rd. Hannah Waddingham, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.